Astronomers have found what they think is the fastest growing black hole in 9 billion years. Yeah. This black hole, a block of super dense matter, is about as big as the sun times 3 billion. Samuel Lai is one of the researchers behind this finding. He's a PhD candidate at the Research School of Astronomy and Astrophysics at the Australian National University. And Samuel stayed up very, very late to share his excitement about this massive and very bright black hole.
I mean, we should never say never, but it's not likely that we'll find anything brighter than this. This one has escaped detection for so long because it's very close to the galactic plane, the plane of the Milky Way. And previous surveys have not really gone this far down in galactic latitude.
And when you say bright, right, how can something black be bright? Is it a little bit like when I go to the paint store and I can buy a very glossy shade of black?
It's not quite like that, but it's certainly something that's quite paradoxical about black holes. As we say, not even lights can escape from inside the event horizon. But paradoxically, they're also some of the brightest objects that can exist, or brightest systems, I should say, that can exist in the universe. And it's not so much because of the light has escaped from the black hole, but because of the engine, the gravitational engine that the black hole can provide, and the system with the gas around it that's heated through frictional heating. They heat up so hot that they can emit X-rays, and they're sometimes even brighter than all of the lights in the entire galaxy.
Oh, wow. So this is kind of the glow of this cosmic engine you're describing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And help us understand. Well, I understand this black hole goes by the catchy name of J1144. It kind of rolls off the tongue. What makes it grow so quickly? What's happening in this engine?
So we're past the times that we can, that astronomers can name objects at this point. So the name really comes from the coordinates.
Okay.
We think that it comes from a active galactic nucleus, which is characterized by a very high degree of activity, which is probably induced by something like a merger event with another galaxy, which drives a lot of gas into the accretion disk. And so the accretion disk around the black hole is a gas disk that constantly feeds it and also powers the very intense radiation and jets that come from these sort of systems.
Mm, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Kind of a merger of this. Understand. My last question for you is, because this light took several billion years to get here in a way that we and you could see it, are we sure this black hole that we can see now is still there?
There's really only one way for black holes to dissipate, and that's through Hawking radiation, named after the famous Stephen Hawking. And this takes a very, very long time. So certainly the black hole is still around, even with the light taking so long to get here, but they'll be here long after we're gone.
Yeah. Well, pretty exciting day. Samuel Lai is one of the researchers at the Australian National University who discovered the fastest growing black hole in some 9 billion years. Samuel, thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you.